It's Ulysses. How can I help you?
Hello. Is Otero in office by chance?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Otero. This is Brandon from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
From where? I'm sorry.
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
We're a business bank down in San Diego, and I know you're busy. I don't want to take up much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer our bank sent to you about 2.5 weeks ago, and it was just based on some prior financing you had with Leaf Funding in 2009. And I just wanted to see how business was doing out there in Florida, especially with the event planning and everything. You guys are doing a bunch of big productions, it looks like, and I was just seeing if that was going well.
Yeah, it's going well. We haven't been needing any extra financing as of yet. So far, everything's good.
Uh-huh. I mean, we do have pretty uncertain times coming up, and, you know, business does fluctuate month to month, and if you do want to in the future or currently need some equipment or any sort of capital, then we can definitely help you out with that. I mean, what were sales like last year, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't know, about 300,000.
Oh, 300,000?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, are you, I mean, if you do have any plans for future growth, like, we could definitely help you achieve that if you're trying to set some events up in other states and get some big venues going.
Right. Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind if I need it. Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, what would you be trying to do in the future? Would you be trying to get some capital or equipment?
Mostly equipment if I needed it. You know, it's some kind of financing for something that I might need on a big project or something. That's usually how I might need it.
Yeah, that would make sense. I mean, would you be looking at new equipment or used or anything like that?
Sometimes a combination of both.
So I always
keep an eye open for a good deal.
Okay, it sounds like you have a pretty good sales and everything in order to actually be able to get a good rate on some equipment. For instance, here we do offer pretty good rates based on your credit and gross annual sales, and it sounds like you have pretty good stuff going on. I mean, if you do have plans coming up, which you sound like you do, we'd definitely be able to help you with that.
And
do you guys currently have a banking relationship right now where you actually get credit or anything from them?
Yes, a couple banks locally.
Oh, okay, that's pretty good. Because we're also a local bank, and if you're working with local banks, then that's usually a better idea than working with a nationwide.
Right.
Yeah. How long have you worked with them? Like a few years?
Hang on one second.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much for holding.
Oh yeah, no problem. I'm sorry about taking up your time, but if you do get this equipment, how much would you be needing?
I don't know. It can vary. It'd probably be in the 100,000 or 150,000 range typically.
No, that definitely makes a lot of sense.
I'll do it on my own.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you did need this, when do you think you would need it by?
Kind of projecting a little bit, but maybe late December, January is when I would probably, purchase it.
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, what's stopping you from purchasing the equipment sooner? Because if you do purchase this equipment, you would be able to get more output than you are now, right?
Well, it's not just an output issue. It's an issue of having certain clients that might be able to use different gear, and so that I can make my money back by knowing that they're going to be utilizing it every so often. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that completely makes sense because, like, most of the time it's hard to find actual demand for events like that.
Right.
But once you do, it can usually end up being pretty big. Definitely.
Exactly. So then I would need a certain amount of gear that I know these people or certain clients might be able to make better use of, I can give a better price because I don't have to subcontract it, that kind of thing.
Oh, of course, yeah. And how, I mean, what did you say your annual sales were in 2015? Did you say 300,000?
Yeah, it's a little bit, maybe more than that, but I don't remember exactly.
Okay, yeah, that sounds pretty good. And I mean, we do offer pretty good programs here, and I could send you an email just giving you, it's a one-page application just to check and see how much you'd be able to get with everything, because we base everything here off your annual sales, and you do have really good sales, so we would be able to help you out in terms of financing some equipment that you might be needing in the in late December, you know, for the new clients.
Right, exactly. Okay.
Yeah, but...
Feel free to email me.
Yeah, well, what's your email, just so I could send it over?
Ulysses, U-L-I-S-E-S.
U-L-I-S-E-S.
712. @AOL.com.
@AOL.com. And how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, or somewhere in the middle, you think?
Somewhere in the middle. It's not great. You know how it is when you overtax your credit cards, all of a sudden your credit rating goes down, but it's because you got to pay them off yet, you know?
No, exactly. It's usually pretty hard to have that be pretty stable. Totally understand there. Yeah. And what happens if you don't get this loan in December? I mean, are you guys going to be pretty good still, or is it kind of a essential thing?
The only difference will be subcontracting the gear from somebody else and make less money. That's all.
So, you understand? Okay. No, that definitely makes a lot of sense, because I mean, we would definitely be able to stop you from having to do that, because that could definitely have you lose money in the end. And if you had that extra equipment during that time in December, you might actually be able to make more than you can currently see yourself making.
Correct.
You could put some extra money in your pocket, and it'll actually be better for you in the long run. But yeah, you know what? I'll shoot over the application and everything, and it'll sum up everything. Just look at the email and keep it for the future reference when you'll need it in December. And I think that would be good.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks for your help.
Thank you so much. You too.